it might not be just such a simple, you know?
It's time again for the Hourly Struggle. My name is Joshua Ferguson, and I'm your host, and we're going to talk more about the Garrett Foster case because new information has, like, come to light, man. All right, so what's happening? Well, same thing as always happens in these cases. People are rushing to convict somebody in the court of public stupidity. That's what's happening. What's happened since my last video? Not much. We have the same videos as we had before. We have the video from the journalist across the street. We have the video from the protester who runs up to see what happens. We have the dash cam video from the car across the street making a right turn. And now we know the name of the person who shot Garrett Foster. His name is Sergeant Daniel Perry. Now we know this because Sergeant Perry's attorney put out a press release, which I'll link in the description. And in that press release, it gives more details. Is it true? Is it not? I don't know, because we don't know. We don't have the evidence, and guess what? An investigation is still ongoing, and the police usually don't release this stuff early on, especially not before a potential trial. So what does it all mean? What does all this new information mean? It means there's two sides so far to this story. That's what it means. That's all it means. It means nothing else. Was Garrett Foster in the right? Was Sergeant Perry in the right? We don't know. Because all we have is people talking on Foster's behalf, because he's no longer with us, and now an attorney talking on Perry's behalf. Two things are important here. One, Perry's attorney directly contradicts witnesses that have been interviewed so far. We've seen this type of thing before. We'll call it the hands-up-don't-shoot problem, shall we? There is a possibility that Sergeant Perry's lawyer is telling the truth. And in his statement, he says that witnesses corroborate the idea that Garrett Foster raised his rifle. How much? We don't know. Where it was pointed? We don't know. Not enough information has come out. The second thing is, you're not doing anyone favors by digging through people's user history and trying to ruin them, again, in the court of public stupidity. Taking tweets out of context, taking Facebook posts out of context, even taking inarticulate, badly written posts from years ago in context to try to make it contextually for what happened that night is still out of context. All you're doing is trying to cancel one side or the other, and I've seen both sides doing this. If you dig through anybody's tweets, you're gonna find things you probably don't like.
In fact, Kevin is precisely 4 tweets shy of being perfect.
You're not doing anybody any favors. You may want to destroy somebody you don't like, you don't agree with, but ultimately, the opposition wants to do the same to you. Congratulations, you're at a stalemate. Whoever screams loudest is still screaming. We shouldn't care.
Well, then stop it! Stop caring!
And yes, I realize you believe that by spelunking through someone's social media history, you'll be able to find they were really a bad person to justify whatever happened. But as libertarians and people who believe in a free society, do we really want to be doing that? Allow me to regale you with the story of Andrew Cesarez, or at least a part of it. We were able to obtain a gun violence restraining order against him, and a search warrant, and a firearm was seized. Detective used Cesarez's online activity to get them in the door. Quote, the search warrant, it's the first of its kind, at least in the country, as far as how we obtained it and were able to serve it, Nelson said. He was posting enough racist rhetoric and propaganda on Facebook that it was concerning that his behaviors could become violent in retaliation. Somebody was posting wrong think on the internet that bothered people, and so a search warrant was issued and a gun was seized. That's what you're propping up. You're propping up the exact argument used for red flag laws by trying to use someone's social media past to prove guilt in a current crime. You're not waiting for all the evidence to come out. You're not waiting for all the witness statements to come out. You're jumping to any conclusion that fits your narrative and using the exact arguments that are used to strip our freedoms. He said X on the internet, and so that means that's why he did Y. Do you see what problem there is? Now people can say, well, you can stop Y if you just infringe on the rights of people who say X on the internet. You get this? You see how it's bad? Don't do this. Don't make the enemy's arguments for them. The people who want to strip your liberty away, the people who want a social credit score, the people who want to cancel you for every terrible tweet, the people who want to control your lives based on the things you may have said, use these arguments against you. Don't help them. Wait for the evidence, wait for the information, wait for the facts and the proof, and then come to a reasonable determination of what happened and act accordingly. It's not that difficult. If you think it is that difficult, shut off your social media for a few minutes, go outside, and try to enjoy life a little bit away from the cancel culture and court of public stupidity. I still think we should let this play out and get the evidence before we start condemning people on either side. Put the pipe down, tell Watson to go back home. You're probably not going to solve this by spelunking through someone's social media feed from years ago. There's more to it. It's going to be more nuanced. We still have to find out about the ballistics. We still have to hear what all the eyewitnesses had to say. There is going to be more to this, as there always is. Not to put too fine a point on it, but we already saw Spike Cohen, the Libertarian Party VP, doubling down on people weren't blocking the street, when now we have video of people blocking the street. So chill out on the outrage, and let's get some facts into the equation. That's all I have for now. We'll see as this plays out and maybe have to talk about it again as more new bombshells drop, because there's like more information, man, always. But cheers.